And there's the banjo, friends. Mutual presents Plantation Jubilee.
Oh, won't you come on and have a good time?
Hear the voices singing, hear the banjos ringing, down on the old plantation. Join the happy throng, sing a happy song, down on the plantation.
So come on and have a good time. Come on and have a good time. Your worries won't be long if you join us in a song on Plantation Jubilee.
Good evening. This is Charlie Lyon on the old plantation, inviting you to sit back and relax while you listen to Alan Massey and his banjo, the Robin Sisters, George Beatty, the Westerners, Tom, Dick, and Harry, the Plantation Choir, and the singing star of our show, Kurt Massey. And Kurt Massey weighs anchor with Steamboat Bill.
Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill, mighty man was he. Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi, trying to beat the record of the Robert E. Lee. Down the Mississippi steamed the Whippoorwill, commanded by the pilot, Mr. Steamboat Bill. The captain gave him orders on the strict duty to try and beat the record of the Robert E. Lee. Feed up your fires, let the old smoke roll, burn up your cargo if you run out of coal. Don't beat that record, Billy told his mate. Send my mail and care of Peter to the Golden Gate.
Steamboat Bill,
steaming down the Mississippi.
Steamboat Bill,
mighty man was he.
Steamboat Bill,
steaming down the Mississippi,
trying to beat the record of the Robert E. Lee. Trying to beat the record of the Robert E. Lee.
Kurt, well, you know, there seems to be a lot of hustle and bustle around the old plantation tonight. What's a cooking?
Well, Charlie, the gang's getting ready for the county fair next week.
Oh, yeah, I heard the boys talking about it. Do you think they'll win any prizes?
Well, that's to be seen, Charlie, but we have three boys that for the last 10 years have won the hog calling contest.
And who could that be?
Listen.
Harry.
Well, Tom, Dick, and Hog Collar, what are you boys entering at the fair,
Well, Kurt, we're going to enter our midget bowl and prove a point.
Prove a point?
Yes, sir. We're going to prove that a little bowl can go a long way.
You guys prove it every week.
Well, here's a song all about the bowl's papa.
Boom-ra-ching-boom-chick, 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 boom-ra-ching-boom-chick. Once a matador was in the field, when a frightened bull came out of that door and faced a matador and slaughtered. Dressed in a new vermilion cape and traditional regalia, he hadn't let a bull escape, so the bull was facing failure. He moved in at an angle, and the two began to tangle as the crowd let out a roar. And to this day, no one has seen the matador. Days have come and gone in Mexico. There, a worried bull is sitting in the rain, alone and wondering where he did go. He must have hit him mighty hard, cause he flew from the arena. Maybe he fell in someone's yard, down in sunny Pasadena. The bull was full of ego, but I'm telling you, amigo, he'll keep brooding more and more. until the day he finds the missing matador. Now they cheer the bowling while they play. Now he's standing in his pen and taking bows, and all the gorgeous cows are all aflay. This 700 pounds of fake is reputed to be some steer. This is a very big mistake, for the people got a bond steer. He may be celebrated, but he actually was slated for Pepito's butcher store to be a beefsteak for the famous matador.
Fine, Tom, Dick, and Harry. Now put the bull back in the bar.
Hey, Charlie, have you talked to Brother Alan?
Yeah, I sure have, Kurt. Hey, does Alan always tell the truth?
Well, now, that depends, Charlie.
Well, now, he told me that he's won the banjo-playing contest at the fair for the past 6 years.
That happens to be the truth.
Well, I'll be doggone. And here I've been knocking his banjo playing. Well, to me, it's still the sweetest music this side of an air hammer. So go ahead on with Who from Summer.
Back up here just a minute there, Speedy. And I think it's about time that we do a nice ballad along about here. What do you think, Charlie?
Well, now, Kurt, I think that's a fine idea. I see wrapped up on the music stand something called Need You. Suppose you could use it?
Okay, we get a little introduction here. We're on our road.
Need you. Oh, how I need you. The nights are lonely since we're apart. Miss you, oh how I miss you. Come back, my darling, and soothe my heart. I'm sorry, dear, I made you cry. Please forgive and forget the days gone by. I need you, oh how I need you. Come back, my darling, and
lock the corn crib. Here comes that thief of bad gags, your fiend and mine, half singer, half wit, George Beatty. Hey!
To pleasures and palaces,
you know,
know, I was brought up at my Uncle Lambert's farm. One thing that I remember most distinctly is my old dog, Shep. I got him when he was just a pup and trained him. I used to say to him, Shep, stand there and look at me. And he'd stand there and look at me. Then I'd say, Shep, go out and fetch in the cows. And he'd stand there and look at me. What a watchdog. Believe me, when old Shep was around, you could always tell when some stranger was approaching. He'd crawl under the house. You know, Uncle was a progressive farmer. He's always trying something new. I'll never forget the time he ran a steamroller over the field trying to raise mashed potatoes. One time, Grandpa sent us a crate of chickens. About a week later, he came to visit us, and he said to Uncle Lambert, did you get those chickens I sent you? Uncle says, yes, but the crate broke, and I had to chase some chickens all over the neighborhood. Only caught 11 of them. Grandpa says, that's fine. I only sent you 6. Well, as time went on, Uncle Lambert got a few dollars ahead, and he bought himself a tin Lizzie. He left it standing out in the barnyard one night, and a cow ate the taillight off it. The first thing we knew, she was giving milk in red bottles. But Uncle Lambert developed a great affection for that old tin Lizzie. To him, it was just like one of the family. Whenever he went downtown and bought a gallon of alcohol, he used to split 50-50 with the radiator. But there was one cow that I had to milk every night, and she was the nicest cow I ever saw. When the pail was about half full, she always looked around and said, say when. One day she wandered into the house and swallowed a small radio set. After that, every time I milked her, I got Gabriel Heater. Then one day she ran off and we looked high and low for her. We finally found her at the corner of Hollywood and Vine looking for a sponsor. I used to ride along with Uncle when he took the milk to the dairy. One day the dairyman said, how does it come that your cows give so much milk? Uncle says, that's because we play music for them when we're milking them. The man said, from the way it tastes, you must play Old Man River. We had a hen out there that just loved everybody. That hen didn't like the idea of us having to walk all the way out to the hen house every morning to collect the eggs. So she practiced and practiced and finally got so she could lay a flat egg. Every morning she'd come up on the porch, lay an egg, and then kick it under the door. But you know, chickens have their problems just like human beings. We had a chicken that grew up thinking it was a rooster. One day it laid an egg and died of embarrassment. But you know, Uncle Lambert was a thrifty type. Believe me, there was a man who could hold on to his money. As one of the neighbors once remarked, he's tighter than the back of Gene Autry's trousers. One day the hired man decided to quit. Uncle said, what's the matter? Ain't you satisfied? Hired man says, tain't that. It's just that my conscience bothers me. Uncle says, your conscience bothers you? What do you mean? Man says, well, he says, ever since I've been here, I've had the feeling that I was throwing some good horse out of a job. A few years ago, I decided to go back to the old farm and visit Aunt Sue and Uncle Lambert. As I walked in, Aunt Sue pointed to the other side of the room and she said, there's your Uncle Lambert's ashes on the mantel. I said, you mean Uncle Lambert has passed away? She said, no, he's just like he always was, too lazy to find an ashtray.
Mid pleasures and palaces, though we may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
Ah, thank you, George Beatty. We'll all be looking for you at the county fair, and I know what you're going to exhibit there. But right now, customers, here are the Westerners with Alan Massey singing The Big Blue Jay.
High up on the fence post along the country way, said a pretty mockingbird one fine day. Never had a worry, she was so gay, till up popped a big blue jay. He strutted back and forward with a high and mighty air to make a good impression upon his lady fair. But all she did was act as if he wasn't even there, which puzzled the big blue jay. He said he was a singer of note, and from the city papers he would quote of how he sang an opera with his fine throat. So said the big blue jay. The pretty little mockingbird lifted her nose, and up to the heavens a song arose. The jay was so embarrassed from his head to his toes, he up and flew away. Now if you have a tendency to brag and bray, remember the story of the big blue jay. There may be a mockingbird along the way. Be careful of what you say.
Ah, thanks, Alan. That was swell. Well, now we'll see you too next week. But right now, customers, fare thee well, for here comes Kurt Massey and his fiddle. It's going to be way down yonder in New Orleans. Played that very well, Marcia Massey.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, Mr. Lyon.
Well, now, if it isn't the Robin sisters, now, what are you pretty gals going to enter at the fair next week?
Well, we're entering the pie baking contest.
Sounds real good.
It sure does. We're entering a pie 3 feet long.
A pie 3 feet long?
Yeah. We couldn't find any shorter rhubarb.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Would you better sing, I think.
Well, here's a song we'd like to sing to Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Okay, gal, let's hear it.
I come here to be went with, but I ain't been yet. I come here to be kissed with, but I ain't been yet. He promised he would meet me in the middle of the block. We made a date for 8:30, and now it's 12:00. I said I come here to be went with, but I ain't been yet. I come here to be hugged with, but I ain't been yet. But I'll keep right on waiting, gee, I hope he don't forget. I come here to be went with, but I ain't been yet. Have you ever got stood up on a date? It's a miserable feeling when you have to wait. You just stand, and you sigh, and you doze, but your wonderful boyfriend never shows. Now I had a dozen calls last Saturday night. I decided on Tom. I thought I did right, but I waited and waited and waited and waited. I picked out a lemon I never should have dated. I come here to be went with, but I ain't been yet. I'm here to be smooched with, but I ain't been yet. That boy had better hurry if he plans on thrilling me, 'cause I
killing me. I said I come here to be went with, but I ain't been yet. I come here to be squeezed with, but I ain't been yet. I miss that kissing, I've been a-missing, gosh, I'm all upset. I come here to be went with, but I ain't been yet.
Honestly, girls, I'm just going to wait 5 more hours, and if he doesn't show up, I'm going home.
That goes for me, too. Harry and his Mulholland Drive.
And to think I could have watched Hopalong Cassidy on television tonight.
Yes, we come here to be went with, but we ain't been yet.
Yes, sir.
Boo-hoo, 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 boo-hoo.
Very good, Robin sisters. Very good. I hope they do something about that. And now, Kirk, you know, I've often wondered why you haven't written a song yourself.
Well, now, Charlie, I'm awfully glad you said that.
Had to. It's here in the script.
Well, here's a little tune that my good friend Eddie Dean and I wrote, and we called it Honey, Don't You Love Me Anymore. I hope you like it. I love you and want you and dream of you each night. Honey, don't you love me anymore? Need you and love you and long to hold you tight. Honey, don't you love me anymore? When you went away, you told me that you cared. Now love has passed me by, you don't care how I fare. Always, forever, I'll hold you in my heart. Honey, don't you love me anymore? Now love has passed me by, you don't care how I feel. Always, forever, I'll hold you in my heart. Honey, don't you love me anymore?
And here, friends, here's one of our favorite tunes, Tom, Dick, and Money. Let's go, boys.
Money, money, money,
money, get your
money.
Once I had big bank account,
yeah.
Bank book full with large amount.
Oh.
Girlfriend likes big millionaire, and I lose money and get the air.
Money, 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 money gets the honey. Life would be so sunny with money, 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 money.
Now, I have personality.
Oh, yeah.
I went to college for my degree.
See?
I can do most anything.
Uh-huh.
Except make pocket to ting-a-ling.
Money, money, money. Money gets the honey. Life would be so sunny with money, 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 money.
Arthur Marie, take my feet.
Take
feet. Teach me rumba very neat.
Si,
he said, now go work and show.
Nope.
I get job, but make no dough.
Money, money, money. Money in the honey. Life would be so sunny with money, 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 money.
I meet Irish banker man, name of Dan O'Sullivan.
Hey.
Lost his money and appeared. O'Sullivan now is number one here.
Money, money, money. Money gets the honey. Life would be so fun, yeah. With honey, money, 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 money.
A man I know sells greens and fruit. I think he must have some loot. Greens and fruit, he got a lot. And then there's only cabbage he ain't got.
Money, money, money. Money gets the honey. Life would be so sunny with money, 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 money.
Met an oil man from Vermont, Castor. He promised anything I want,
Castor.
I leave the oil man when I find
Castor.
Oil is of banana kind.
Money, money, money. Money gets the honey. Life would be so sunny with money, 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 money.
Now, friends, the show is about over for tonight, but before we close, Kurt and the Plantation Choir get together to present a kind of music that lives forever. The choir and Kurt Massey sing, Carry Me Back to Old Virginia.
Carry me back.
Friends, that pulls the curtain down on Plantation Jubilee for tonight. In closing, I'd like to thank you for the whole gang, Alan Massey and his banjo, the Robin sisters, George Beatty, the Westerners, Tom, Dick, and Harry, and the Plantation Choir. This is Kurt Massey saying good night.
We'll be looking for you next week for another get-together on Plantation Jubilee, originated and written by Gordon Vandover, produced and directed by Frank Crystal. This is Charlie Lyons. Good night. Plantation Jubilee came here from Hollywood. It's the Mutual Broadcasting System.